Eunice doesn't get here soon, you are going to have to drive me to the foot doctor.
Mama, at this moment, there is a man on Gregory Street standing out in the hot sun waiting for me to unlock his car.
Well, hadn't you better get going then?
No, no, no. Save time in the long run if I eat. A hungry locksmith is no good to anybody.
Honey, I'm going to be on my way to work now.
Naomi. Are you two through sucking face?
That traffic!
Well, Eunice, where have you been?
Mama, the point is I am here, so stay off my back.
Well, maybe I just better take a bus to the doctor, because the bus driver wouldn't talk to me like that.
He would if he knew you.
Well, honey, I think we can be on our way to work now that Miss Congeniality's here. Come on.
Well, Vint and Naomi, my heavens, I certainly am surprised to see the two of you here. I mean, the way Mama's been talking about how I am the only one around that could drive her all the way to the foot doctor, well, I just figured the two of you was off somewhere on an African safari.
We both have to work, Eunice.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, I actually envy you your time off. With me, it's rush, rush, rush all day long out there in the working world.
Well, us uncreative housewives who just lie around all day long munching on bonbons sure do envy you glamorous supermarket checkers. Oh, where did I go wrong?
Shall I start with that hairdo and work my way down?
Bye, Mama. Bye, Eunice. You too, have a real nice day.
We please get going? My dogs are barking.
You just stay put. I want to get myself a drink.
Eunice, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm on top of the world, Mama. I just come from an audition over there at the Pepper Pot Playhouse, and I finally figured out that they're just a bunch of no-talent phonies over there.
Turned you down for a part again, huh?
Oh, I tell you, if you want your talent appreciated in this world, you gotta go to Broadway.
Set it to music, Eunice. Could we please get going?
Oh, where did I go wrong? Why can't anything good ever happen to me in my life? All I ever do is cook and clean.
Well, hell, you can't even do that.
You're skating on thin ice, old lady.
Grandma, I just made the debating team.
Well, that's real nice, darling.
Last week, I didn't even think I had a chance, but then I started thinking positive. I started saying to myself, I'm confident. I can do anything.
Where'd you hear all that bunk?
Well, it's not bunk. It's all this positive thinking tape I got down at the mall, Eunice.
How to get everything you ever want out of life.
Well, my goodness.
All these years I've been asking myself that very same question, and all along the answer's been at the mall.
Now I'm going to go start working on my debate material. I'll see you later.
Well, are you going to drive me to the foot doctor now, or do I got to buy me a tape to tell me my feet don't hurt?
Well, come on, why don't you move it?
Well, just wait up. I can't walk that fast.
Well, if we're late, it's your own damn fault.
Well, it's lucky for you my foot's sore. I can plant it on your fat side.
Oh, there you are. I have been in a sweat worrying about you being in an accident or something.
You have been in a sweat worrying whether or not I was going to be home in time to cook your supper so you could fill up your belly.
Well, when a man works his fingers to the bone, it is not easy running a hardware store in the middle of home improvement week.
Well, why don't you just take a couple of bucks and go out to dinner at the Taco Quickie?
I don't want no quickies. Would you spend my hard-earned
earn money on that.
Will you just get out of here and leave me to the privacy of my kitchen?
All right, you don't have to hit me over the head with a ton of bricks.
Oh, I'd love to. Hello. My name is Arthur Brewster.
Hello. My name is Eunice Higgins.
I'm going to guide you into getting everything you've ever wanted. No matter what your circumstances, know that at this very moment, the power of the universe is at your command. Whatever you want is yours for the asking.
How about giving me my money back?
Bless the humanity and those who oppose you.
Bless you and good night, Arthur.
Do you want love? Money? Fame?
Oh, yeah.
You can have it all.
How?
I'll tell you how. Life is like a river, carrying you to your highest goal. Your task is simple. Just go with the flow. Now, just repeat after me. I am wonderful.
I am wonderful.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I can do anything.
I can do anything.
I am loved.
I am loved.
And I am loving.
And I am loving.
I am hungry!
Oh, shut up!
What are you doing here? What's the matter? What do you want?
Oh, you're such a card. Do you think that the only time I ever come over here is because I might want something?
Well, yes.
Well, maybe I do, but not today. Today, Eunice comes bearing gifts. Oh, Vint, do you remember when we was little kids and they took them home movies of us? And you remember how you always wanted them and I always kept them?
Yeah.
Well, I got to thinking last night, I thought, well, if my precious baby brother wants those home movies, then my precious baby brother's got them.
Why, Eunice! Does one of these have me in my Batman cape?
Yeah, and it shows when you jumped off the roof and you nearly knocked yourself out.
Well, Eunice, that was all your fault. You screamed the house is on fire, Vent, and jumped.
I know, Mama. I was just such a round brain when I was a little kid. Oh, thank the Lord the rose bush broke your fall. Oh, and Mama, I know how you have always wanted this, darling, so it's yours.
Well, I ain't got no room for this thing.
Well, all right, then, I'll keep it.
Well, maybe I could find a place.
Honey, I'm going to go change out of my work clothes now.
Okay, babe.
Oh. Hey, wait, Naomi. I know how you once admired these earrings of mine, but I want you to have them, darling.
Oh, gee, Eunice. I didn't admire them that much. Thank you.
Oh, wait, just one second. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you how lucky I think I am to have a sister-in-law like you. And how lucky my brother is to have a wonderful woman like you.
How lucky we are!
Oh, Lord, you have the prettiest complexion. That woman is a beauty.
Well, Vinton, honey, I said that I wanted to go change my clothes.
Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. Thanks, Eunice.
Them two change clothes more than a couple of bunny rabbits.
You are so cute. I just love you.
Oh, my goodness. You certainly seem to be in a real good mood.
I do, Mama. If I do, Mama, it's because I am.
Be careful there before you hurt yourself. Now, just come on over here and sit down and have a cup of coffee and calm down.
Oh, Mama, I just don't have time because I have to get home and I have to start memorizing my lines.
What lines?
Oh, Mama, I'm in the play over there at the Pepper Pot Playhouse, Mama, and I just came by to share my happiness with you.
You're in a play, huh?
Oh, yes, Mama, isn't it wonderful? I just waltzed over there to the Pepper Pot Playhouse, and I auditioned for the part of Sadie, and they gave it to me, Mama, just like it was there waiting
now
for me.
Slow down, Eunice. You're overexcited.
Whoa!
So what's this Sadie, little bitty dinky part?
Well, it's not exactly a big part, Mama. It's not the leading lady or anything. They got one of them, but it's a very pivotal role in the play.
So they're going to trust you with words, huh?
Of course they are. Why shouldn't they?
I think it's wonderful that you got even a little part.
Thank you, Mama.
Especially at your age.
Like the tape says, just one step at a time.
What tape?
The tape, Mama. The tape on positive thinking that Buzz told us about.
Oh, so that's what's behind all this commotion.
Oh, Mama, it's wonderful. You ought to listen to it. I play it all the time, just over and over and over.
No, thank you, ma'am. I don't need no positive thinking messing up my life. That tape is for crackpots and losers and people like you.
Thank you for sharing that, Mama. You are a wonderful person, and I love you. I gotta go.
Well, now, just hang on a minute. Don't run out of here like a chicken with its head cut off. What time are you picking me up next Wednesday for that end-of-the-month sale?
Wednesday? Oh, my darling, I just don't think I can. That's a rehearsal day, and I wouldn't have the time to come by.
All right, fine. How about if I go to rehearsal with you, and then we can just go on to the sale from there?
Fun. You get to meet all of my new friends.
I didn't know you had any old ones.
I know where you're coming from.
If I'd have known where she was coming from, I'd have locked the door before she got here.
Okay, kids, got a couple of notes for you.
When are they going to get around to rehearsing your part?
Oh, soon, Mama, soon.
If they were going to make you sit around this long, why didn't they just tell you to get here later?
Mama, honey, this is the theater. I mean, you have to go with the flow. You have to be flexible. I mean, you never know how long it might take to work out a scene.
Eunice, ready for you, dollface.
Raring to go, Bob.
That's my girl. She's just wonderful.
She is?
Hello, Eunice.
Well, come, girls. Come, girls. Let's begin. Okay. Eunice will be here at the end of the bar. Oh. Sally will come bursting through the front door. Okay. And action.
Listen, Sadie. If it takes the rest of my life, I'm going to close down this sleazy gin joint of yours. And you've been having an affair with my husband, haven't you?
No.
Let me tell you something, honey. I have been running this sleazy gin joint for a lot of years. And I have seen the hopeless and the cynical and, yes, even the pernicious. But I wouldn't change one of my roughneck customers for a whole house full of those hypocritical upper-crust socialites that you hang out with. Now get out of my bar because you give it a bad name.
Well, you haven't heard the end of this.
Perfect. Absolutely lovely. I have goosebumps. Oh. Eunice, loved your quality. Perfect.
Oh, thank
Sally,
you.
A director's
thank
dream.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Oh, it is so wonderful working with you. You give me so much. Oh. Bob, could I speak to you for just a moment? Now, I have a teensy-weensy uncomfortable feeling. You know, when Eunice talks about how she's had the bar for so long and all those years, I feel like I'm standing there with egg on my face. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. Is that all you do in this play?
Huh? Well, this scene was my big, big hunk. I mean, there is a little part right at the beginning where you see me, but this is the important part for me.
Well, I hope they're going to let you move around, you know, and show your face a little bit more.
Mama,
you were busy looking at her. I couldn't hardly get a good look at your eyes.
Mama, the director, Bob, he feels that, you know, eye-to-eye contact with other actors is real important, and it's better and much more effective for my character to just stay put in one spot.
Eunice, Angel.
Yo!
I'd like to make a slight change in that scene.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know how you say I've been running this journal a lot of sleazy years, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Why don't you cut right down to there?
But, Bob, I mean, if we cut down to there, I mean, that just kind of, I mean, this is the only place in the whole play that my character, Sadie, gets to tell the audience about herself.
Oh, I know. But the audience knows all that just by looking at you. They don't need all that gibble-gabble.
Yeah, but I like all that gibble-gabble. I mean, if you cut all that out, I mean,
My part's just so small.
Eunice, there are no small parts. There are only small actors.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay.
You're a doll.
Well, I have got to hand it to you. That positive thinking has sure done you some good. Time was, if somebody shoved you around like that, you'd have gone right through the roof.
Nobody is shoving me around, Mama.
Okay, okay.
Eunice?
You?
Let's try this.
Oh, wait just a minute. How are they shoving me around?
Well, they don't let you move out of this spot, and they're letting her hog the whole dang scene, and they just cut out your whole part.
Well,
Mama, there.
He said that it was much better for the show this way, and after all, there are no small parts.
I know there's only small actors. I heard what he said. Yeah, but I mean, it didn't change anything that she says.
But the point is, Mama, everything's going to work out for the best, and we're all getting along so good.
Well, hell yes, Eunice. It's easy to get along with a wet noodle.
Come, Eunice. Let's try that scene with the chain.
Okay.
Okay, action.
Listen, Sadie, if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to close down this sleazy gin joint of yours. And you've been having an affair with my husband, haven't you?
No!
Well, let me tell you something, honey. I know what you're thinking.
What?
You're thinking I have been running around with this sleazy gin joint life for all my years, and you've seen the hopeless and the cynical, and yes, even the pernicious.
Bob!
And you wouldn't change one of your roughneck customers for a whole house full of those hypocritical, upper crust socialites
Bob.
I've seen for years.
Bob,
and I want
to
hang out
you
with you
for a minute.
And I don't care whether
here.
You.
Bob,
I'm talking. I'm not
here. Here. You gave her all of my gibble gabble. I don't understand.
The scene works best that way, Eunice.
Yeah, for her.
Oh, sweetie, Eunice, what's the matter?
I'm talking to him, sweetie, Sally.
Now, Eunice, sweetie face, calm
Don't
down.
Don't you sweetie face me, you twerp. Have you know that I am not the patsy that you and this gibble-gabble grabber seem to think I am? Now, you just give me back all of my lines, and you keep this scene-stealing hog out of my line of fire.
Just a minute, Ma Kettle. You should thank your lucky stars that we even let you appear on this stage.
Well, I don't see you on Broadway, Miss Piggy.
How would you like your nose in the middle of your forehead?
You just...
Oh, get out of here. Don't you touch me. Get out of here. What are you doing? Oh, my God. I'm going to...
Well, I hope that once and for all, this puts the Pepper Pot Playhouse to bed.
Will you do me a favor and just get the knife out of my back?
Hi, Eunice. How's the play going? Eunice, I asked you how your play was going.
I wouldn't know, Naomi, because I'm no longer in it, and I couldn't care less.
Oh, what happened?
Look, Naomi, why can't you just let it lie? Isn't it obvious I don't want to go into the details?
Well, I was just curious.
Curious? My foot, you just want to rub it in.
Listen, Eunice, don't you think I have anything better to do with my life than follow you around waiting for you to fall on your face?
No, frankly, I don't think you have anything better to do with your life.
All right, now you can pull that stuff with your family. Don't try that on me.
Listen, sourball, I just decked the entire staff over there at the Pepper Pot Playhouse. Now, don't you think for one minute that I'm going to be scared of a freak from the food circus.
Who are you calling a freak?
You, the one with the pimple.
Well, I'd rather have one than be one.
Now,
let's stop this before it gets personal.
Hey, everybody, I just won my first debate.
Well, I knew you'd all flip out.
Oh, that's great, Buzz. Tell me about it.
Well, our topic was, is the Electoral College an accurate representation of the demographic realities of today's American voter?
Tell me about it later.
Hi, Eunice, how's the play going?
Well, since that's all anybody in the whole wide world can talk about, I might as well fill you in, Buzzy Boy. I was canned. They couldn't take the competition.
Oh, gee. But the positive thinking tape says there's plenty of everything and go around for everybody. Here, listen.
Oh, Lord.
Hello. My name is Arthur Brewster.
Well, who the hell asked you?
Do you want love?
No, I want a bear.
Do you want fame?
You want a punch in the nose?
Repeat after me. I can do anything.
Yeah, how about trying to live with these Looney Tunes, you dipstick?